have it right here. 1 plus 2, little fingerprint. I don't know what the actually. We can probably show it on the overhead shot here. So I've been playing around with this for about a week. I did get it last Wednesday, so I've had it for about 6 days. And Miriam, I think you've had it for even longer than that. What do you think?
I've had about the same duration as you, but I was lucky enough to do the hands-on for Pocket Now at the launch. What do I think? Well, you know what I said last time after I came on the show after I first played with it? I'm very disappointed with the lack of NFC because I actually use NFC. And having a fingerprint reader and the ability to do authentication for payments but not having the hardware to do the Google Pay payments is going to be kind of silly, I think. The other thing that I'm disappointed is the no fast charge and no wireless charging. You're going to say at that price point, I don't care. This to me, if it's going to be a flagship killer and pretend to be a flagship killer, I think it should have these features. Yeah. And it would have cost them maybe $50 more to make these features happen. But what's bumming me out the most, honestly, the fingerprint reader, by the way, works pretty well for me. Some people having problems with it.
And I have a little bit of issues with
some
it.
People are having no problems with GS6, and I'm having problems with the GS6. So my biggest disappointment is the lack of performance on the camera. It turns out that the camera hardware is on paper brilliant, but clearly the software is not up to the task because low light performance is worse than an Nexus 6. Forget it. It's like, it's just really bad. And even the daylight stuff, their HDR isn't that great. I'm just really disappointed with the camera, more so than I was after I tested it at the hands-on. But the hands-on, I didn't have a chance to do low light photography at all, so I couldn't tell. It's got a lot of details in normal pictures and everyday in like normal light, but as soon as you get to low light, it doesn't seem like OIS is even doing anything.
I've like, got a little mustache there.
So I don't know, frankly. I'm bummed. I know that OnePlus is not going to fix it. They never fixed the camera on the OnePlus One. So what's the track record of them actually addressing these issues?
I have to say that I too share your frustration with the camera. I have not been very happy with it. I feel like it's slow. The laser autofocus. I hear laser autofocus, and for better or for worse, I expect fast.
No, that's completely wrong. I heard you and Leo on the show the other day, and
I wanted
to call in because I want to show you something. This is how laser autofocus works. Okay? It works fantastically well. And that's the whole point of it. Okay? Now, I don't know if you guys can show the video here. I don't know if you can scroll up with that.
No, yeah.
But I need to show you this.
Okay, so here. How about I do the hand?
You have to be much closer.
Okay. But hold it down so that they can see.
Here.
Okay, how about that?
Okay.
Is that good?
So what we need to do now is... You need to move your hand up. I don't know if we're going to be able to see it. Look how quickly it focuses. Go back down. Look at that. Do you see that?
Okay. I see what you mean.
Look how fast it is.
Okay.
Down.
Okay. It's kind of hard to see at this angle, but I see what it's doing.
Look how fast it is. It's instantaneous.
Okay.
I mean, there's a video out there. Look at it, guys. There's a video out there by Marques Brownlee.
Mm-hmm.
Who actually shows you this, literally, where he puts his hand in front of the camera and it instantly focuses, removes it, focuses on the background, back and forth. So we know it's not the laser autofocus. It's their implementation of the laser autofocus that's flawed.
Got it. Okay.
And so, you know, I don't know what they're doing. It's the whole camera software stack is broken on their OnePlus 2 right now.
It's kind of a bummer. I would agree that not having NFC is kind of a big downside for it, particularly because you have the fingerprint and you want to be able to pair those two if mobile payments is in your future. I don't know. This is a hard review for me because I'm recording the review tomorrow and I don't know what my verdict is on it. I think the real challenge on it, it's not an instant buy, I don't think. But for the price, it's pretty good. You realize that you're making sacrifices, and you kind of have to throw the marketing out the window, right? Yeah, they say 2016 flagship killer. Don't listen to them when they say that, because that is simply not true.
That's not true.
But is it good for $325 for 16 gigs or whatever it is, $380 somewhere for 64 gigs? Yeah, I think it's pretty good there. Is it recommended as an instant buy for somebody? I don't know. That depends on how much you think you would miss having something like mobile payments. If that doesn't matter to you, then it certainly elevates this in the scale of a phone that you might want.
One thing that's weird to think about is that it has USB-C, which almost no other phone has at this point, but it doesn't have NFC, which seems like something that almost every other phone is picking up now.
Yeah. I feel like NFC is just one of those basic features that most, if not all, phones seem to have nowadays, and yet it's not on here. You're right, it does have USB-C. It doesn't have the USB 3.1 implementation built into that. So it's USB-C by connector, not necessarily with the extra features that that some people expect because of Apple's implementation.
Brian, that's odd that if you're waiting for NFC payments to become a real thing, to buy a phone right now that doesn't have NFC, even if it doesn't really feel like it's really kind of like a part of your day, you know, your work day-to-day flow to use your phone to pay for stuff or authenticate stuff, you're buying into a year and a half, 2 years where, you know, you don't have the ability to even interact with that.
Mm-hmm. Brian, was that video the G4 review from Marquez, or was that?
No, that was the OnePlus 2 camera.
Interesting. Okay. So he has actually seen some pretty good performance with laser autofocus.
Okay.
The problem is that I noticed, so here's the flaws I noticed so far in low light, was that the autofocus doesn't seem to work at all.
Yeah.
Like properly. And the fact that the OIS doesn't seem to work at all. So that kind of completely
kills. I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I expected a little bit better results considering the fact that OIS was on there, and I still get a lot of, you know, even when I'm holding pretty still, a lot of really blurry.
It's working. You can see it when you hold the phone, stabilizing what you're doing, but it only seems to be doing so properly in normal light, and I don't know why.
Yeah.
For me, the NFC, I use NFC for pairing Bluetooth devices, so I like it for that. Honestly, look, for the price, it's a fantastic phone. If you can overlook the NFC, that's really the biggest one to me. And the camera software can be fixed. And the lack of fast charge and the lack of wireless charging is really
I don't find that it charges very slow. I feel like it charges pretty reasonably.
But you know the thing is...
Fast charge is always better, but...
As I mentioned last time, I think it's quite possible it implements fast charge, but it's not officially compliant, like the G4 originally was. And then they got the compliance and they were able to talk about it publicly.
Interesting.
So,
okay.
Because remember, the USB 3 implementation has nothing to do with the fast charge implementation. Those are two separate things.
Okay.
And so then the Type-C format, which is a physical connector, is a whole thing altogether.
By the way, speaking of Type-C, just go ahead. All about cables right here, because I know Ron was waiting for this.
Oh, my God.
Sitting on the edge of my seat.
Yeah. Look at that cable.
It's reversible on the USB Type-A, which is really cool. Look at this, guys. You can plug it in any way you want.
Check it out, Ron.
And then look at that. Yeah. Like reversible on the USB Type-C. Whoa.
I'm so it's absolutely sensitive. I'm so upset I'm not there because that cable just looks really durable and just looks like you can plug it in and out and it just stays in.
You can't. The problem you're going to have though, Ron, is that because this is one of the first devices you might own with USB-C, you'll find yourself in the car with a dead battery and going, I just need to charge.
Yesterday,
the only one I have is at home.
Yesterday, I wanted to put music on mine and at my desk, and I've got all these connectors. Yeah. And I grabbed the first micro USB that I found, and
you don't realize why that sucks.
Yeah,
because we've had the same cables strewn everywhere for so long. We're so used to it just being that way.
And then I don't have
one. I can just borrow one from you and just use it to charge up.
And then I was I had to find that cable, which was in my bag, and unplug it because it's the only USB-C cable I have in my entire house.
Yeah.
So. I can't. If I lose it, I'm screwed.
Leo's in the chat. He also reminded me of another thing that I completely agree with, is that the screen itself is pretty washed out.
It's a little washed out.
Yeah, it's a little washed out. I mean, these are, I suppose, they're minor quibbles, but I certainly notice it.
I think you have to
when
lower
you do it side
brightness.
By side with, you know, like Super AMOLED, especially.
Oh my god! Yeah,
you see a big difference.
That Note 5 screen, guys.
Yeah, it's pretty
god,
nice.
God, that Note 5 screen. Unreal. I didn't think Samsung could get better than the Galaxy S6, but I think they did.
So there you go. I don't know, Kevin, if this is your next phone, I wouldn't say that that's a bad choice. It's a good phone, particularly for the money.
But I can't make it my daily driver until they fix the camera.
That's a good consideration. What were you going to say, Kevin?
I am not entirely certain it's my next phone.
Okay.
It just kind of feels like I wish my phone could upgrade for $30.
But Kevin,
Google Play in-app purchase,
right? But Kevin, look at that cable. I'm telling you,
I mean seriously, this cable could be yours.
Right.
This could be yours. Kevin.
Also, that thing that ties at the end, keeps it in a loop.
Right? Yeah, yeah. It's just like they thought of
it. Wait a minute.
Are you doing this on purpose?
The white band that just like ties together and keeps it in a loop in your backpack.
Oh yeah.
Somebody needs to be do a GIF of that.
Yeah. Oh, do it.
See.
Yeah, look at that fast.
See? This could be. Okay, I'm having a hard time. Apparently, it's hard to do this and talk at the same time. There you go. Oh yeah.
What people don't realize is that all about cables is a little blue.
A little bit. There you go.